Here's the story on Sporting News, Greg. Colts reportedly had Tom Brady's interest, but were set on Phillip Rivers instead.
Okay, I mean, I need to know who wrote that. I need to know, like, reportedly doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Listen, Tom Brady, I don't know why he'd want to be here. I wrote about Tom Brady coming to the Colts a month ago, just asking Colts fans, could you? What if that dirty, rotten cheater who broke his cell phone rather than turning it over to the NFL because he knew that cell phone was going to nail him for Deflategate? What if that guy wanted to come here? The Colts obviously need a quarterback. They probably, you know, might get a stopgap guy. As it turns out, Rivers. But what if it was Brady? Could you stomach it? Around here, universally, the answer was no, we can't stomach that. So the idea of Tom Brady coming here, wanting to come here, you know, to a team that was 7-9, when he can go almost anywhere in the NFL, I mean, I don't know. Listen, don't believe everything you read is all I'm going to tell you. If Adam Schefter didn't say it, don't believe it. So that's where I'll go with that.
We have mic issues. How about Peter King? King, quote, that Brady Camp had interest in Indianapolis. Quote, the Colts seem to be set on Rivers on a shorter deal.
Okay, Peter King is, I walk that back a little bit. If Peter King says that, okay.
Yeah.
I still find it a little bit hard to believe, but whatever. You ask me which one I'd rather have as a football player, I'd probably rather have Brady as a player, as a human being. I'd rather have Phillip Rivers. And given that my job is kind of, I write about sports, but I like people, I don't want to walk in the locker room and see Tom Brady sitting there like a viper. No thanks.
you talk about the people being able to digest Brady. Is Rivers tough, too? I mean, there's been some playoff history between those two franchises.
Well, Rivers is one of those guys that if he's on, the only thing Rivers is guilty of is wanting to win so bad that if you're on the other side, he pisses you off. Right? I mean, he's like a Duke point guard. He's a guy that if he's unless you're a Duke fan, you're going to hate him. Unless you're a Chargers fan, you're going to hate Rivers. But once he's on your team, you're going to love him because all he wants to do is win, and he wants to win the right way. He'll play with a broken leg or torn ACL or whatever he played with in the playoffs a couple years ago. There's him and Brady. Brady's a cheater. Brady deflates footballs, and he doesn't need to. You know, I mean, Belichick doesn't need to videotape other team's sidelines. I mean, Belichick's one of the greatest coaches of all time, but he can't help it. He cheats, too. Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he can't help it. He cheats, too. So who would you rather have in your locker room and on your team, a guy that just wins so much he grinds you the wrong way like Rivers does? Well, you want a guy that cheats. I'll take Rivers.
Adam, my partner, explain why you think Rivers is worse than that. You actually think he's a bad teammate.
I've never thought he was a great teammate. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the locker room. The way I watch him yell at people, every time there's a mistake made, it's somebody else's fault. They're screamed at. It's never been his fault in anything, and he never seems to acknowledge that he's made a mistake in his life, which I've never thought was a fun kind of person to play for. But that's just my mind. I mean, you can certainly make a lot of the same cases for Brady, as you said, about being a cheater.
Well, and you know, what you said about Rivers, he's out in San Diego or L.A., and so the NFL, if it's on, it's probably because I'm in the press box watching it, so I don't watch him on TV, so I don't know what he does. But what you're describing is Peyton Manning also.
Yeah.
I saw that out of Peyton on TV. He and I didn't overlap here in Indy, but that's what Manning did to Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, and I'm not saying it's right, but sometimes that's what quarterbacks do. I don't like that sort of thing either, but you know, if that's what quarterbacks do, it's what they do.
So, in your mind, what is the plan for the Colts? I mean, Phillip Rivers is not a long-term option. He's only there for a year. Jacoby Brissett is still there. Do they draft a quarterback still?
I can make sense of bringing in Rivers for a year if they don't. You know, they traded their number 13 overall pick. They got DeForest Buckner to come in, defensive lineman. They got him coming in. So they've upgraded on their line, and Chris Bowers, the GM, loves that. And once you trade that pick, if you don't think at 34, their next pick is 34, if you don't think your quarterback of the future will be there, then you need a stopgap. If you decide Jacoby Brissett's not your guy, and apparently they decided that, which is a good decision. Where I can't make sense of this move is you bring in Rivers, which is okay, fine, but you bring in Rivers and you dump Hoyer, your number two and now your number three guy, you dump Brian Hoyer instead of dumping Brissett. And Brissett's on the hook for 20. I mean, the Colts are on the hook if they keep him for $21 million, basically in a cap hit. Why do you keep the most expensive backup quarterback in the NFL. I get it that Brissett is a really good backup quarterback. He's a really good backup. But do you want to invest $25 million in Rivers and $20 million in Jacoby Brissett? And by the way, you're still on the hook for Andrew Luck for about $15 million also. That's the part that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you're asking, what is their thing at quarterback going forward? They're either going to – I mean, Chris Ballard might think he's got a guy in the third or fourth round that no one knows. He might think there's a guy out there that he knows will be waiting for him at round two. We'll find out on draft day. Otherwise, they just are rolling the dice on winning big with Rivers right now and just kicking the can down the road 1 year at least.